morning Talmidim, first time after coming back from Ben Azmanim for a shmuz. So usually when we come back from a break from yeshiva, we give a shevach v'doyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now as well, we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we had a beautiful Yom Tov, and I'm sure that everyone had a beautiful Yom Tov. We're able to come back, Gesunta Heit. Everyone is back, Gesunta Heit, Baruch Hashem. It's tremendous. We have to be Makatov. As we say, as soon as you leave the walls of a Beis Medrash, we don't know what happens outside. There are so many things that could go wrong, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, that we all came back. We owe Kodesh Baruch Hu tremendous HaKadosh HaTov. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're all back here together. Especially us here in Chicago. And I think that we have to talk about it. I think we have to discuss the incident that happened on Shabbos. It's interesting that we had a security meeting yesterday. A few times a year, the police department comes down, the fire department, the Hatzalah, and discuss just the safety of the community, the safety of the school, safe, just to be precautious, to make sure that we take caution in different areas, that we do our shtadlus for safety. And we discussed this incident that happened Shabbos, I believe it was Shabbos in Chistaira, in West Rogers Park. There was an incident that made it to the news. But there was one nakuda, which I don't know if it made it to the news, but I think something that I heard, and I want to discuss it, Vaita, to give us another level of Shevach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a story where a yid got shot going to shul. We call him a terrorist who had a gun, and he came from behind, and he shot the person on the shoulder. The not-so-famous piece is that he realized that he didn't do much, and he wanted to shoot him again. Yet with tremendous yata d'shmaya, his gun jammed. It stopped working. And he tried again, he tried loading, uploading the magazine, in and out, whatever that those things are called, and it didn't end up working. It gave Baruch Hashem enough time for the year to get to safety, and for them to call the police and ambulance. And only once the police and the emergency medical team arrived, only then did his gun unjam. And that's when he started shooting at the emergency vehicles. And at that point, they shot back, and Kanyev Dikhalavech Hashem couldn't have his hearing yet because he's still not so much Ben Achaim. Here you have someone that had an intention, had a plan, had the keli in his hand already, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you're not going to hurt this person. Okay, he had to go through whatever Agmas Nefesh, we feel terrible, and pain also, but you're not in control. You terrorist, you're not in control of what's going to happen. And I'll make your gun jam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many ways of making things happen, to show the world, not because a person has a plan that that's what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for the world. And every person that's born, and every person that passes, Dar Hoylich V'Dar Bo, is Bashert Min HaShamayim, who lives how long, everything comes from HaShamayim. So yes, this level wakes us up and says, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. Thank you for showing us that. And let's take it one more level up. How many times do we walk to shul? And how many yidden walk to shul? And Baruch Hashem, we walk to shul safely. And we daven, and we walk home safely, Baruch Hashem. Do we know to appreciate that? Do we come home and tell ourselves, thank you, Hashem, for making the world a safe place for me? Thank you, Hashem, for looking out for me? Those tefillos help with making the world a safer place for you. Every time that we go and we come, and we think of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we say a tefillah to our personal tefillah to Kaddish Baruch Hu, that helps us be more safe. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu should help that we should be makir, we should realize and recognize the nisim that happen every day because there's so many Sinei Yisraelim that are out there. And yet, Baruch Hashem, a Kaddish Baruch Hu helps us that we can go and come, and our tefillah is that we should continue to go and come, and we daven every single day, that everyone should stay safe and everybody should be safe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should disturb the plans of those enemies of Klal Yisrael and continue to show the world Nisim. This week's Pasha's Lech Lecha, the famous word from Sham Shon Raphael Hirsch, Zecher Tzadok Livracha. Sham Shon Raphael Hirsch says, Lech Lecha, Avram of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram Avinu, pave a way for yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all different types of people. And everyone that's here is needed to be here. Every person that's created is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the world cannot exist further without you in his world. Every person has unique potential. Every person has unique creativity. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, find yourself. Lech lecha, for you. Don't look at other people and say, you know what? How come he has? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a path for you. You find that path. Find that niche. Find something that works for you. And follow that mahalach. There was a Talmud that came to my office yesterday. And he was crying. After trying to find out what's bothering him, he says, I'm weird. I said, you're weird? He says, yeah, I'm different. I'm not like my friends. So I stopped finding out what's bothering him. So he says that his friends during recess time enjoy going out, enjoy playing ball. He doesn't enjoy playing ball. His friends are more social and he doesn't feel comfortable being so social. His friends look like they're having a good time and he's not. So I said, number one, chas v'shalom, to call yourself weird, you're not weird. I wouldn't even call you different. You have different creativity. The creative part of you is different. Can you imagine if everyone would have the same creativity? Can you imagine if the world would be a world full of artists? Can you imagine the world, everyone would have the same strengths, the same skills? There wouldn't be a world. So, Reb Shamshon Fall Hirsch, Lech Lecha, every person has unique differences, creative differences. Not that the person is weird, the person is different. His creative aspects are different. Meant to make the world a nicer, a shinier, a better place. So if you have certain creative parts to you that seem to be different, let's find the Maila Shaboy. Let's find the Lecha. What's your role in this world? Now, we don't have to think so deeply down the line. What's my tafkit in the world? Nobody should walk around starting to think, you know, because that could be a heavy load, thinking I have to figure out now why I'm in this world. People could live 120 years and still not figure out what their role in the world is. But if something, you feel a connection, you feel something that you could do, a strength, lech lecha, go your way. Avraham Avinu had to go away from Arzcha, Meladcha, Beis Avicha. He had to go away. The environment wasn't good for him. Yet you should know, your environment, Reb Shamshon Fuller says this, your environment, you come from good homes. Every boy that's sitting here comes from a good place. Lech lecha, within the place where you come from, remember where you come from and still pave your way. Me'artzicha, we belong in Eretz Yisrael. Every Yid belongs in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, we daven for this Geula, we daven for Mashiach to come. That's our place. Let's remember who we are. Me'ladetcha, me'beis avicha, remember our parents. Your parents instill in you a level of chashivas, a level of ashkaf, a level of Yerushamayim. That's who you are. Within that, lecha, find your way. Do, go ahead, continue that. It's interesting to note, and I may have said this before, Reb Shamshon Fall Hirsch, his name was not Shamshon Rafal. His name was Reb Shamshon. His father's name was Rafal. So why is he known in the world as Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch? Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Teretz is because there was another Yid that lived the same time, in probably in the same community, with the name of Shamshon Hirsch. That Shamshon Hirsch, his lecha, he paved his way very different than what Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch wanted his name to be known for. He wasn't a tzaddik like Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch was. So he did not want to be called Shamshon Hirsch. That's not me. That's a different person. So the people called him Shamshon Rafal's Hirsch. Shamshon Rafal's, meaning the son of Rafal. And that's how he earned his name, Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, even though his name wasn't Rafal. You know which Reb Shamshon we're talking about? Reb Shamshon Falls. Oh, Falls Shamshon, he's a tzaddik of a person. Every boy here has the potential to grow to be that Reb Shamshon of Falls. As we said before, you come from great families, you come from good people. Take the Beis Avicha, take the Arzicha, take the Kedusha, take the Hashkafa, take the Yerushamayim that the parents instill in you. And use your creativity, your unique nekudas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to make the world a better place, to make the world a more of a heiliger place. and you will feel so much better about this milus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and not look at some of the differences as a chasaran. We can look at the differences as a tremendous smiler. You have different creative skills that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Let's figure out how to pave that in a way that lecho, when you pave out who you are, in a way where people are going to say, ah, that's his father's child. Look at that. He comes from this beautiful family. That's the type of a person he is. Ela told us, Noach ish tzaddik. I saw it brought down as well from last week's Pasha. You want to know where Noach? Noach's kids were, they were children of Noach. You want to know who Noach's kids were? They took from their father. Okay? Ish kefi yichaltoi, ish kefi. But the children of a person should remember who their parents are and take the greatness and move on and continue that going. The Talmud came over this morning. This is a Rotenim. I'm a bit anxious. I'm a bit nervous. I asked him, what's going on? He says, about tonight. I says, tonight? What's going on tonight that you're a bit nervous? He says, the elections. I said, what's nervous about the elections? What's bringing that discomfort? So he says, if one candidate is going to win, may not be so good for the Yidden. If the other candidate is going to win, there may be riots. I'm nervous what may be happening out there. Now, this is a thought that probably many children and many adults is going through everyone's mind. And I want to just address it for a minute. We know Chazal tell us that Lev Melachim B'Yad Hashem. I'm not sure if that's the exact quote of the passage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who is going to be the rulers of the world. Who is going to be the Sarim? Who is going to be the Melachim? Who is going to have authority position? You look at the story of Haman, the story of Achashverosh, how Achashverosh became king, and how Haman was Allah L'Gedula, and everybody was thinking, what? Haman? The son of Yisrael? He was the one? And yet all, it was part of a much bigger master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. What seemed to be something which was so discomforting ultimately was the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. We don't know who's going to win the elections, and honestly speaking, doesn't make really a difference to us. The real difference that it does make is that it's something that needs tefillah. It's something that we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. There have been people that were elected throughout the years. I think every year, every 4 years when there's elections, the same nervousness, the same worries, the same anxieties are going on in the world. Who knows that candidate? That? You look back 4 years ago, you look back 8 years ago, you look back 12 years ago. Every election, the Olam is... And another 4 year passes, and another 4 year passes, and Baruch Hashem, you're here. Your parents are here. The world is continuing to move on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. We know one thing, that we have a koyach of tefillah. Our koyach of tefillah isn't going to dictate who is going to win. Our koyach of tefillah is going to bring tremendous siyata d'shmaya, protection, tefillahs for the world, tefillahs for Klal Yisrael, rachmim. There should be rachmim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shower us with kindness. That's what our tefillahs do. There was a yid that passed away a few months ago, David Nashul, Reb Naftali Tesla, Zecharei Lebracha. He's a Holocaust survivor. And in conversation, many times there's a saying, Chab Moira, I'm afraid, you know, I'm afraid this may happen. Chab Moira. Not necessarily when you're really scared, not necessarily you're really afraid, but it's a phrase, it's a saying. You know, I'm afraid not. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I'm afraid not. The words I'm afraid could be used as a phrase, but not necessarily as a meaning that I'm really afraid. So anytime we would be in conversation with him, and I would say, yeah, Chab Moira. Hasmoid is a Krishma. He would jump and say, you're afraid to say Krishma. Even though it wasn't used in the way where I'm really afraid. But a person that survived that Muhammad, survived the Holocaust, he knew what fear is. He knew what being afraid of his life was. And he also knew that as soon as worrisome, afraid came to mind, right away, Zu Krishma. Say Krishma. Say a Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the elections is tickling you, which again, we know it could be normal because there's a lot of uncertainty and parties are saying this, some people are saying that, there's a lot of conversation in the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that for entertainment purposes. to entertain the world. Elections is just for entertainment purposes. It doesn't mean anything in real life to us. But yes, we're part of this entertainment industry because we're living it. So the people around us are living it. The people around us are passionate about who's going to win. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan is in place, and whoever's supposed to win is going to win. And we continue davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shower us with rachman. Shower us with nisim. Bring us la'artzecho to Eretz Yisrael that we should be able to see the Beis HaMikdash again. Bring Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael. Bring refuas to Klal Yisrael. Anytime there is something in your heart that feels uncomfortable, say a tefillah, say another kapitel of Tehillim. Say Pei Gimel, say any kapitel of Tehillim between you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that kapitel of Tehillim will bring Siyata Dishmaya. Let's remember, HaKar Satoif HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every step we take inside, outside. Kaddish Baruch Hu protects us. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's remember the Lecha, that everyone has tremendous creativity. Find your creative peace. Don't compare yourself to someone else. That may make you feel sad. You're not someone else. You have tremendous strengths that the other person doesn't have. The Lecha. Let's remember Abshamshon Rafal Hirsch, his line of the Lecha, to the extent where I am not associated with someone else that is not Noyeik properly, even though we share the same name. But that's not me. We found our path, a path that we want to emulate. And let's remember that tefillah is the strongest protection for Klal Yisrael. Not the president, not the vice president, and not any other elected official. We will be zoiche to continuously see simchas and nachas and nisim all of our lives.